Welcome to this podcast produced for Business Lincolnshire as part of the Fit for Business programme. I'm Guy Lewis and we're joined today by Zoe Nicol, an organisational development specialist at Macmillan Associates HR. Zoe joins us for the third of our series of podcasts around wellbeing. Hi Zoe, how are you?
Hi Guy, good thanks.
Good, good. How's work been this week?
Super busy, but lots of exciting stuff, so it's all good.
Okay, so what are we discussing today?
So what we're going to be talking about today is wellbeing, but specifically team wellbeing. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about team wellbeing, what we're really thinking about is how healthy our workplaces are.
Okay.
So we know that healthy workplaces, it's important that people feel like they can flourish in the things that they do and that we're always improving and, you know, reaching our potential. That's what drives us to be our best. So thinking about the environment that we create for people as well, actually at work. So that includes sort of the physical environment, thinking about safety, but also mental health is a huge part of our well-being within the teams that we work in.
Yeah. I think I mentioned before, didn't we, about potential, you know, working to your prevention, take away distractions.
Yes.
Whether that's the physical, whether it's mental, whatever it is. And I guess that's part of that team well-being then.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so team well, healthy workplaces, what do they look like?
Yeah, let's break it down a bit. So when we're thinking about workplaces, it's about the things that we do and the way in which we do them. Mm-hmm. So when we're thinking about wellbeing activities, our advice usually to people is thinking about things that are pragmatic and quite simple. So start with the basics and get the basics right is really important. So anything that you introduce or that you're providing for your teams or for your manager or, you know, for whoever you work working with, any activities, it's really important that they are thread through the whole of the business. So, you know, it's not like wellbeing kind of is a standalone thing that, you know, occasionally we do, or, you know, occasionally it's that time of the year where we really emphasize it. It's about how you really embed it into the culture of where you work, the leadership, and also the way in which you manage people.
So are we still talking about the physical things? Or we talk about a mix of a number of things.
Yeah, it's a real blend of everything. So, physical, mental, environmental, all of those things. It's a really holistic look at wellbeing when we're thinking about the team.
So just to dig a bit more into that. So physical, what that might be, what the decoration, the lighting, the temperature, the layout of the desks, that all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And also thinking about the space that you've got, thinking about, if you've got people who are working full days, for example, is there a breakout space? Do you have a coffee space, a kitchen where people can actually step away from the work that they're doing and be able to have that little bit of time out? Things as simple as, is there water easily accessible to you when you're at work? Thinking about hydration, those things. Or when you've got one-to-one meetings, if you need to have a confidential conversation with somebody, do you have space where you can take someone to that rather than kind of going up and going, oh, Guy, I really need to talk to you about this issue in front of the whole team. Yeah.
The soundproof room.
Yeah, exactly. And then things as well, thinking about, you know, how involved your team are. So do you involve your team in decision making? Because again, that's part of our well-being when we know and understand and can connect what we're doing and the purpose of what we're doing to the purpose of the business as a whole.
Okay. Yeah. And so am I then thinking that, so if your values are we're a team, sort of team focused business, then I guess you want everyone in an environment that encourages team working. So you don't want everyone in their own little offices. You actually want something in a collaborative sort of layout or something of that form.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've worked with smaller businesses before where just an environmental change where the office space has changed has had a really big impact on dynamics, and then it's actually affected relationships. But I think the important thing to remember when we're thinking about healthy workplaces is that there isn't a kind of one size fits all approach. It's thinking about what your business is and who you are. You know, like you said about your values, what are your values and how do we really demonstrate them? Because it's not about having, you know, great words on a piece of paper. It's actually about how do we live them, and do the people we work with, if somebody was to ask them what it's like to work with us, would they know our our values and what matters to us?
So my first question was about physical, wasn't it? So physical and the health and the safety. How does that, what's the mental health part of this sort of team well-being?
So I mean, really, we know it's really important when you're at work that you know that you're valued, okay, that you're supported,
yeah,
and also that the work that you're doing is meaningful.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but, you know, when I first started work many moons ago, having a job where, you know, you get to a certain point in the day and there wasn't kind of direction or you knew what you should be doing, mm-hmm, was the worst feeling, mm-hmm, ever, sitting around and kind of thinking, well, what am I doing here? Whereas if you know what you're doing and you know, you're really connected to the work, you understand the importance of it, it makes a big difference.
Okay.
And that kind of plays into this phrase that's, I think, is used a lot over the last few years, but around psychological safety.
Okay.
So when we're talking about psychological safety, what it really means is about, do you work in an environment where people feel safe to express themselves? So to be able to share ideas or, mm-hmm, you know, challenge something if they think that there's a better, mm-hmm, way of doing things without that fear that somebody's going to think less of them or that they're going to be judged for what they've said. Or, you know, we use that phrase a lot, don't we, about, I'm going to ask a silly question here.
Yeah, no such thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I'm working with people, I would say there isn't a silly question, you know, it'll be important. There's probably other people in the room thinking the same thing, ask the question. But it's about not being fearful that there's going to be repercussions if you do talk up. So it's about, do I feel comfortable speaking up, sharing ideas, asking questions, expressing concerns, mm-hmm, acknowledging when things don't work, because, mm-hmm, that's the best thing we can do,
yeah,
is unpick things together and learn and then think about how we move forwards.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense. I'm learning all the time. So again, I guess this comes from the top.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, culture, the way in which business works, the way in which how people feel at work as well, it's really important that you have effective leadership. So there's a whole host of wellbeing surveys out there that have consistently shown that poor management style is actually a main cause of work-related stress. And so you can't underestimate, as a, you know, as a business owner, as a manager, as a leader, the impact that you can have, whether that's negative or, you know, positively, on the people that you work with. So it absolutely needs to begin at the top and thinking about what's the impact you have on others,
yeah,
and what's the tone that you want to set for the culture of a team.
Yeah.
So, you know, be purposeful about it.
Yeah. Someone said to me, if the boss is having a bad day, everyone's having a bad day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if the boss walks in grumpy, yeah, everyone's grumpy.
Yeah.
If the boss is late, everyone's late.
Yeah, yeah.
So that idea, set the tone, set the culture, set the, if a meeting's 9 o'clock, everyone's there at 9 o'clock. If someone's 15 minutes late, guess what? Everyone starts to be 15 minutes late because,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, they're not there. I'll just do this bit of work before I go.
Yeah. It's almost like those unwritten sort of rules that we start to,
yeah, boundaries. Create. Boundaries we talked about with, I talked about with Liz. It's that sort of thing, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
If you're going to set a time, be there on time,
yeah,
because that's the sort of the rules of engagement.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
So again, so you're there setting the tone. So yeah. Then we talked about, you talked a bit about stress. You talked about, you know, engaging with health and well-being. I guess that again comes from the top.
Absolutely, and there's something really crucial about role modeling, mm-hmm, well-being, role modeling and leading by example. So, you know, how you get involved with things around health and well-being, that's for yourself as well. So what are the things that people can see that you do? So whether that's about, you know, I have kind of a line in the sand where I finish work,
mm-hmm,
or I have a starting time, mm-hmm, or it might be, you know, about actually I'm going to make sure that at the end of a meeting I've got 10 minutes in between so that I've got chance to, you know, stand up, stretch, get a glass of water, have a cup of coffee, whatever it is. And the other thing for business leaders, for managers, for people, when you're working with other people, it's about being able to spot those early signs,
yeah, yeah,
when someone's not quite right. And you know, if you're working closely with somebody, I mean, I've got colleagues that I work closely with, and you get to know each other and you know who, you know their personalities, mm, you know kind of how they'll, you know, walk into a room or the way that they'll start a conversation. And it's just those slightest changes that can give you those little warning signs that, oh, hang on a minute, I'm not sure Guy's quite himself this morning. He's usually quite chirpy when he comes in on a morning, and actually he's just come in really quietly and barely made eye contact.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first place to start is be curious and I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, that's a be curious. I think it's coming up everywhere at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like we're probably learning. I don't know. We're not as curious as you to be, maybe, and we've got to learn to
yeah,
carry on being curious.
Yeah.
Someone else talked about kits, keep in touch. You know, that sort of
yeah,
you know, little, just that little meeting, especially if you've got the slightly bigger teams. that you don't, you're not all in the same room all the time, or you've got this remote hybrid, you know, that's sort of taking some time out, maybe blocking some time out.
Yeah, definitely. And then there's something about, you know, your team as a whole. So how can we all look out for each other? Mm-hmm. So if you are, you know, if it is a big team and you can't physically see everybody every day, you know, do you have the trust in relationships where another colleague would just come to you, you know, if you're the manager, just say, Guy, I'm just mentioning this because I'm a little bit worried about Zoe. Mm-hmm. I noticed, you know, she's not quite herself. Oh, she's been late to work the last few mornings and that's really not like her.
Yeah.
So again, I'm wondering what's going on. So it's not starting from that place of, well, they're a bad person or, you know, they clearly don't care about that job. It's actually thinking about, we need to ask if they're okay and we need to start with a conversation.
Yeah. And I guess that could be things like, so noticing things are wrong, you know, late, actually your circumstances may have changed.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden it's like, you know, I don't know, change of school for the kids or different mode of transport or someone's changed the bus timetable, whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then be able to adjust for that and actually make that make sense.
Absolutely. And the only way we can find out is by starting to have conversations. So then getting to understand, you know, are there some supportive adjustments mm-hmm. that we can make to help this person? You know, if we can understand what's going on and if they are trusting enough to be able to share with us what's happening, what can we then do to help reduce mm-hmm. those issues and enable them to be, you know, their best self at work? So it's really key that you do nurture those relationships okay. within your teams. And I mean, all of this relies on that importance of good communication and trust mm-hmm. in relationships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the foundations that we talk about with people and kind of the pragmatic stuff about getting the crucial foundational things right, part mm-hmm. of it is our relationships are really key.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other bit for me is about, particularly if you have line managers in your business, mm-hmm. is about making sure that they feel confident and that they're capable
yeah.
of being able to have some of those conversations and being able to provide, you know, that support and well-being for their teams. You know, so thinking about as a business owner, are you investing in whether it's in the line managers you have in your team or for you as yourself?
Yeah.
You know, are you investing yourself in terms of that learning?
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay if there's things that are, you know, you might not have dealt with before or are beyond mm-hmm. your, you know, beyond your capabilities.
Absolutely.
Going, actually, I need to talk to somebody else about this. I need to get some advice or I need to get some support because we can't all know everything about everything.
No, and quite often as a leader, yeah, you, there's definite limits on your time. And yeah, there's only things that only you can do. And you therefore, yeah, a bit of delegation, whether it is the team of senior managers or actually whether it's just, do you know what your duties as one of the maybe seniors or maybe someone who's been there the longest or just the one that's actually got the best skill set, could you be responsible for making sure the rest of the team?
Yeah, yeah. And there is something about what are the strengths of the people in your team?
Yeah, yeah.
Who are the really good communicators? You know, you'll have those people who kind of part of their role is just naturally, they might be kind of nurturers or they might just be really aware of those slight changes.
Okay.
But I think the other thing as well as a, you know, as a business owner or as a manager is thinking about the things that we can do to help people, help our teams in terms of their well-being as well is, you know, are you providing direction for your team?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of the things when I've talked to people in small businesses before, some of the challenges come up where, particularly if you're quite a small business, you know, there is that need to be able to kind of flex in what you're doing and be able to reach out and support in perhaps areas that aren't kind of within your job description.
Yeah.
But are people clear? You know, do they understand what they're there for?
Yeah.
And do they have a sense of, you know, do I understand what's expected of me? Mm. And what are my expectations of the rest of the team as well? So having a real clear sense of what's the direction of travel for the team.
Sure, sure. And obviously probably including them as part of that. Getting their views.
Most definitely, yeah. I can't kind of encourage that enough, really, in terms of involving your team in developing ways of working, in developing kind of, mm-hmm. you know, what is our goal? What are we really here for? Who are we really here for? You know, really, really yeah. thinking about the people involved. Because you're much more likely to get on board with something and be really invested in it if you've had the chance to talk it through.
Absolutely.
And understand where it comes from.
Yeah, I understand maybe why you can't do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, someone puts a suggestion and say, okay, good suggestion. This, you know, this is what I think. This is what we, you know, and almost talk it through.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's a good idea, but it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
That's fine. next.
Yeah. And we all need that bigger picture, don't Absolutely. We, to understand Absolutely. Why we're yeah. doing what we're doing.
We work with lots of businesses about vision, and communicating that vision is the other one. So, yeah. so it's work on what you're trying to do, where, you know, plotting a course. How do you know if you're on course if you don't know where you're going? Yeah. But also then make sure everyone else knows where you're going. It's not a secret.
Yeah. And I think also with that, it's not a one-off conversation. So, you know, develop it, be clear on the vision, but there's something about how do you then kind of, again, thread that through the conversations that you have mm-hmm. with each other when you're thinking about, you know, how are we performing, or what's our goals, or, you know, where do we think our strengths are? Are we still on track for where we said we're heading? And also where we said we're heading, are we still happy that that's where we're planning to go? Because things do change in business. And, mm-hmm. you know, just thinking about sort of the pandemic and things like that, there's something about how much flexibility we've got built in as well. How can we flex and adapt? But we know that it's important for people that you have that sense of purpose at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How you fit in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which cog are you in the bigger sort of scheme of it all?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, work makes up a big part of our identity as people mm-hmm. and who we are.
My name is Guy Lewis, and you're with myself and Zoe Nicol discussing team wellbeing. So what's the role of individual in sort of team wellbeing?
Well, we all play a really important part. Everybody has a role to play. I mean, initially, we've all got responsibility for ourselves in terms mm-hmm. of our health and wellbeing. That's, you know, outside and inside of work.
That's just us.
As a person.
So whether you're a leader, whether you're to work on your own, whatever it is, you've got your own individual.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. How are you looking after yourself? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you know, with wellbeing initiatives that you might have on offer in your business, or things that people can connect to, you know, outside of work, they only work if people engage with them. So, mm-hmm. you know, how aware are people of the things that you offer? I mean, that's been the case before, working with people where they're like, but we've got this whole host of things. We offer so many amazing things around wellbeing, but you can walk around the business and ask people about it, and they're like, I haven't got a clue. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they have anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to kind of bridge that gap between mm-hmm. Between what you offer and actually what people know about. So there is something on us about looking after our health and wellbeing outside of work. But for business owners as well, it's about encouraging that involvement. So, you know, how do you talk to people about wellbeing? You know, we said a little bit earlier about making sure that it's a thread through everything you do within the business, show that you give it value, and get feedback from people. You know, ask them about, have you accessed there's that free gym membership?
Yeah.
Have you taken it up? What's it like? If everyone goes, oh no, I've not been to it. Okay. Why? Does it not appeal? What stops you, kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So it helps you to understand if you've got the right things.
Is it the right solution?
Yeah,
you know, because often the gym is right for some people, but it's not right for everybody.
Yeah. So it's thinking about, again, just reviewing what you've got on offer and thinking about, you know, what works and how you can shape new offers going forwards. And then there's the critical things about, you know, how as team members do you support each other? So mm-hmm. we have talked about the importance of leadership, but there is something about each and every one of us has a responsibility in a team as well to support and look out and look after mm-hmm. Each other. You know, how do you demonstrate that you care? And it doesn't have to be big things. Mm. It might be I come in on the morning and I'm like, oh, hi, Guy. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
It's the small things that really kind of matter on a day-to-day basis.
Which I guess, I mean, we've talked throughout these podcasts around sort of remote working and hybrid working, and some of these things fall between, they just fall out, don't they? They just actually doesn't happen day-to-day. And then when you do all get together, you almost don't like resurrect them. It's almost like they disappeared forever. So being aware that it's your individuals as well as the managers, as well as the leaders, you've got something that's everyone that's involved in that business.
Yeah, and get creative. Think about the ways in which you can do it. I mean, we have a WhatsApp group, which isn't kind of work-related, but it's so that we can, we get a message saying, good luck with the podcast.
Yeah,
those sorts of things. You know, it's a bit of support as well.
Yeah.
So healthy relationships, you know, really thinking about how you support each other is important, and thinking about your management style as well. We talked about leadership having a big impact too.
Yeah, and we talked about the gym membership, you know, but do people engage with it?
Yeah.
So telling everyone what you've got and actually making sure it's the right thing, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's some things that, you know, when we think about engagement and communication around wellbeing, it can be things like, you know, do you have people management policies in place? If you're a business of a certain size, mm-hmm. it, you know, would it be helpful to have some of those policies in place? Do you actually offer training, or do you enable people to access training to help them around line management? Because it's dead easy to be really good at the thing that you're skilled in doing and then find yourself in a manager role sometimes. And then there's that expectation, well, you know, you should just be able to manage. But what are you doing to help people with that? And things about how you effectively manage sickness absence as well. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are just those fundamentals again about getting the basics right.
Yeah, and I always like that idea that, you know, you also, you know, as someone, you give people a chance to have one-to-ones, whether it's directly with you, whether it's with the senior, whether someone, so that someone's got a forum to have a conversation.
Yeah, and I think as you were saying before, how do you have some of those regular touch points? Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be formal.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what other help could you get? What is there external stuff again that can help with this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's counselling services, there's EAPs, employee assistance programs. So they're usually provided by an external company and they help you. They offer confidential conversations and they'll offer a number of resources as well. So again, it's that thing of you don't have to know how to do all of these things. Mm-hmm. It's about how can you help bridge that gap and connect people to the services that are available.
Yeah, and obviously there's professional consultants like yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, where there's things that you think, do you know what, this just kind of goes a little bit beyond my capabilities. Reach out to people, reach out to other services and get that support. And again, I would just stress that if you've got line managers, make sure that they've got support and have ongoing advice, you know, so that they feel confident to be able to support other people as well.
Because it's not their specialist. It's almost in a small business. This is one of the special things you look around and go, do you know what? None of us know anything about this.
Yeah.
But then you probably don't know maybe a lot about accounting. So you'd go out and get an accountant, wouldn't you? So look at the support you can get from externals to see if they can come in and help you to do something that maybe you've got, you know, a very limited skill set in.
Yeah, and for managers, I'd just say, you know, don't be afraid to acknowledge your limits, because we all have limits and there's a place where we then need to go, now I need to talk to somebody else, and that's okay.
Okay. As a summary then, so what are your top tips? Give us say four top tips.
I think the key things for me are relationships. Okay. Really invest in getting the relationships right in your team and, you know, between managers and your employees.
Or between you and your employees. Or
absolutely.
Between you and yourself even.
That's even more critical, I think, Communicate. Okay. Keep talking. And it's a two-way thing. So make sure it's not just you're talking one way. Engage people, you know, involve people in things and hear from them. You know, don't be afraid to ask for feedback. And I think the other thing, you know, that we've talked about is having that really clear vision so that people understand and are on board. Mm-hmm. They're on board with the direction of travel and really have that sense of, I know why I'm here and I know why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. Thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Business Lincolnshire podcast. Look out for the next episode. If you're listening on the Business Lincolnshire YouTube channel, don't forget to give us a thumbs up or subscribe down below. If you're on your favourite podcast platform, then remember to follow the show. More information at businesslincolnshire.com.